Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Justin Martyr, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, In You, My God, I Place My Trust.
Today's preaching will be based on the responsorial psalm of the day, which comes from Psalm 91. And each time after I say the refrain, I'll pause for a moment so that you can join me in praying it as well. In you, my God, I place my trust. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. In you, my God, I place my trust. Because he clings to me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he acknowledges my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. In you, my God, I place my trust. I will deliver him and glorify him. With length of days, I will gratify him and I will show him my salvation. In you, my God, I place my trust. Today, June 1st, we remember and celebrate the great Dominican Saint Justin Martyr. No, not really. Justin was not a Dominican. He lived only a century after Jesus, 1,100 years before Saint Dominic founded the order. But had he been born a millennia later, it's easy to imagine Justin wanting to be a Dominican. For Justin was a philosopher. And since his youth, he was devoted to figuring out what was true, what was most real. A very Dominican undertaking. Justin started his pursuit with the Stoics, but then moved on to a wandering Aristotelian instructor and then a Pythagorean who wanted him to take more preliminary courses than he was willing to register for. And finally, he found satisfaction among the Platonists. Until one day, or so the story goes, he was walking the shoreline of Ephesus along the Mediterranean Sea when an elderly man approached. Justin, who loved a good philosophical argument even more than most of the young men who show up for a Dominican come-and-see weekend, started to argue with the man about how to best pursue truth. Evidently, he went on and on and on about this for some time when the old man curtly shut him down, saying, "You're a mere dealer in words, but no lover of action and truth. Your aim is not to be a practicer of good, but a clever disputant, a cunning sophist." Now, to be called a sophist, I should add, is just about the worst insult you can receive as a Dominican, because you're being told that you're arguing because you like arguing, or because you like to come off smart, rather than that you actually care about the truth. So, ouch. And having been stung by the accusation, Justin got a tad defensive. So where then is truth? The old man replied, "Search the scriptures, and pray that the gates of light may be opened to you, for none can perceive and comprehend these things except God and his Christ grant them understanding." Now, maybe it was at that moment, or maybe it was just a little further down the beach, no one knows, but Justin realized that the old man was onto something. In the end, our search for what is most real through reason can only take us so far. We need God to reveal truth to us. Part of the truth quest is a commitment to water and tend one's intellect, but part of the truth quest comes purely as divine gift. And today's responsorial psalm, taken from Psalm 91, captures the heart of what that quest for truth ends up really being about. In you, my God, I place my trust. It's written by one who has searched for truth, and that search has placed him in the temple in Jerusalem, the shelter of the Most High, where he comes to admit, like Justin and those of us who are praying together today, in you, O God, my place, my trust. not in my intellect, not in my great reasoning capacities and excellent logic, but in you, my God, I place my trust. Not in my persistence, not in my lifelong fidelity to the pursuit, but in you, O God, I place my trust. Not in my own capacity to calm myself down when I'm feeling anxious or incomplete. Not in my own ability to stop the rapid palpitations of my heart when bad things happen, but in you, my God, I want to place my trust. Not in my youthful zeal, nor in the wisdom of years, not in my quality education or my extensive life experience, but in you, my God, I'm learning I have to place my trust. Because there comes a moment in time. For Justin, it was around the age of 30. For some of us, it was earlier. For some of us, later. But there comes a moment in time when each of us comes to realize that this mystery of being alive is far beyond our comprehension, much less our control. And the best we can do is shelter in the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So today, let us pray through the intercession of St. Justin and his distant descendant, Dominic, that we might let go of any sophistry that we might struggle with and sincerely pursue the lifelong quest for truth, while acknowledging that in the end, it is not we who will find God, but God who will find and overshadow us. We can pray that the gates of light may be opened to us as we make today's responsorial refrain our own throughout the coming hours. In you, O God, we place our trust.